time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
All right, Frosty is with us from Frost Farms in Town Hill, frostfarmsmdi.com. Good morning, Frosty.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Did you miss me last week?
Yes, we did.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
You were on the show, but from New Hampshire, so it was great to have you back in our building.
Yep, slowly going global here.
So how did your visit New Hampshire go?
It went great. We've got a lot of new product all scheduled and lined up to arrive at our greenhouses late winter, early spring next year. So already anticipating and looking forward to that. So,
how about some basic watering reminders when we get to these extreme temperatures?
Yeah, well, and now, I think that was what, like July 4th-ish or something?
Yeah.
We had that little stretch. And like one thing we touched on was tomatoes, and a lot of people's tomatoes are now setting fruit. So definitely start with your watering in the heat and just every day, keeping an eye, you know, giving them the same amount of water, so keep it consistent so you don't get split tomatoes.
All right.
And Paul, you had some weird vegetables in your garden that Frosty identified for
Well,
you.
Well, we thought that we had cucumbers come up by themselves in the same patch where I had cucumbers last year. But then they're beautifully blossoming, but the flowers look different. I'm not getting any cucumbers, and then you had made a discovery.
Yeah, yep. I ran that picture. My head grower, Stephanie, and I were looking at that yesterday, and I guess just strangely enough, wild cucumber somehow seeded itself in your garden and just happened to be in the same spot. So random act of nature there,
and
but don't eat those.
I live near a 100-acre field, so that's probably where those seeds came from.
It's a native plant to eastern U.S.
What is happening at Frost Farms right now? I know that, you know, you just got back and you've got a lot of new ideas that you're implementing, and I saw bird baths on your social media
page.
Yeah, we just got a new load of statuary and bubblers and all kinds of things. The farm store is brimming. Local produce is really hitting hard, and pies, and everyone's grilling. The farm store has been really busy, and a lot of people are infilling gardens right now. You know, things kind of get burnt out from the spring, like your hanging baskets and some of your annuals and pots. So a lot of folks coming in to fill some holes to get into the rest of the summer. And monarch butterflies are hitting hard too. A lot of people are reporting caterpillars and new monarchs that are hatching.
Nice.
We'll be having our butterfly release again later this month. So next time I'll update you on dates and times.
Excellent. Has it been about a year since you were here and with the monarch butterfly?
I think that was, you know, I don't remember.
I think so.
I have to look that up. We were at the parking lot. Yeah.
Wow.
I bet it was, or probably late August, I think. I can't remember.
Boy, time flies so fast.
It sure does.
But thank you, Frosty, for being here. Another edition of the Frosty Report brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill, frostfarmsmdi.com.
Have a good day.